Lili Nishmas Abba Mari Zichrono Livracha. Achar Kriyas HaMegillah Ba'arvis Omer Ve'ata Kadosh. We're in Siman Tafrei Sadi Gimel. You say Ve'ata Kadosh after reading the Megillah. V'imchab Motzei Shabbos, if it's Motzei Shabbos, Omer V'inoam Kodem Ve'ata Kadosh. You say the regular tefillah of Ve'ata Kadosh. V'inoam before Ve'ata Kadosh. The Mishnah Berurah explains that you first say Kaddish Shalem after the Shmona Esrei, like you always do at Ma'ariv, and then you add on the Ve'ata Kadosh, or on Motzei Shabbos, you add on the V'inoam, and then the Ata Kadosh. And then the Ramah says, V'korin HaMegillah V'achachach Mavdilin, that when it's Motzei Shabbos in Shul, first you read the Megillah, and then you say Havdalah. Why? Because you want to push off the public ending of Shabbos, you want to push off as much as possible. To kol ma sheish l'achar es Havdalah, b'tiyas fil ma'achrin l'ah, you push it off. So the Havdalah comes after the Megillah reading, not before. Sif Beis. Omer alanisim b'laylu uvayom. You say alanisim in the davening. Now, you say it at night. Now here, the chiddush is, even if you daven early, a person might daven ma'ariv before shkia, before tesach kochavim, you still say alanisim, because since you're davening for Purim, you say alanisim. Vim amro, vim lo amro, ein machzirin aso. If you leave out alanisim, you don't have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. Why not? So the Mishnah Berurah sends you to Hilchas Chanukah, and there the Mishnah Berurah explains that since the entire Yom Tov is only Derabbanan, they weren't as machmir about adding on Ve'al HaNisim, so if you leave it out, you don't have to go back. But the Mishnah Berurah says, Delav Deraisa Ninu. The Yom Tov is only Derabbanan, and therefore, if you leave out Ve'al HaNisim, You don't have to repeat the Shmona Esrei. Now, if you forget the Alanisim, if you remember before you say Hashem's name at the end of the bracha, go back to Alanisim. But if not, you keep on davening. Now, you're not going to repeat Shmona Esrei, but the Ramah says elsewhere that you're supposed to say the following tefillah right before Yehu L'Ratzon at the end of El Kainetzur. And you would say Yehi Ratzon Milufanecha, Shetasalanu nisim v'niflos, kishem shasiso lavosenu, v'imimehem azman hazeh, v'imeh Mordechai. In other words, you say your own version of Al HaNisim at the end of El Kainetzur, right before Yehu L'Ratzon, and that is the next best option if you forget the Al HaNisim. Well, the Ramah continues, v'enomim Al HaNisim rak b'yom midar v'lo b'tezvav. Even you only say Al HaNisim on the 14th, not the 15th, because for people outside Yerushalayim, the mitzvah is on the 14th, and adding it in is a hefsek. You're adding something which is unnecessary. The Mishnah Berurah says, if a person makes a mistake and adds in Al HaNisim on the 15th on Shushan Purim, he does not need to repeat the Shmona Esrei, because there is a little bit of shaychus. It's still relevant. It is Shushan Purim. And therefore, you wouldn't have to repeat the Shmona Esrei if you said the Al HaNisim on the wrong day. But the cities that are a suffek, if they're Mukafos Choma, we discussed that earlier, they say Al HaNisim on both days, and it's hard to have to say because they have to say it, because they're not sure which is the right day. So the cities that are a suffek would say Al HaNisim on both days. The Mishnah Berurah says, Shachris Mashkim LeBeis HaMedris, get up early to go to Shul on Purim. There are a lot of mitzvahs that this is hard to do, depending on what happened the night before when you were dancing at the Purim Mesiba. But there are a lot of mitzvahs to do on Purim, so getting up early gives you a better chance to do all the mitzvahs you need to do. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes a minug, Ein lacho tzatzfilin av sheis palu kfar arachar kiyas ha-megillah. You leave your tefillin on during Megillah reading. Why? Derdashin v'yikar elu tefillin. The pasuk in the Megillah, it says, V'sason v'yikar, Chazal havel a drasha, that Vikar refers to the tefillin. So therefore, the tefillin should be on during the Megillah reading. Well, the Ramah continues, Uvelel yodalet, afal pi shalol kro Megillah, adayin omer alinisim b'tfilas arvis. At Mariv, the night of Purim, you didn't read the Megillah yet, but you still say alinisim. There is a shita in the Rishonim that you don't say alinisim, but the Ramah telling us know that you do, since it's Purim, you say alinisim, even though you haven't read the Megillah yet. Sif Gimel. Ein karim bo halel v'enopin al pneim. You don't say halel on Purim, and you don't say tachanun either, because it's a yom simcha. You don't say tachanun. The Ramah continues, you don't say these tefillos either, because they mention the idea of Atzara. It's a difficult time. And you don't mention Tzara on Purim, because Purim is the time where we celebrate the victory, and we don't refer to the Tzaras. Why is there no Hallel on Purim? So the Mishnah quotes one reason, because in Hallel we say, Hallu Avdei Hashem, that we are the servants only of Hashem. And when we left Mitzrayim, we were not under power's control at all. So we said Hallel. But after the story of Purim was over, we were still the servants to Achashverosh. We were under his control. So therefore, Hallel doesn't fit, because Hallel sounds like we're totally free, but we weren't totally free after the miracle of the story of Purim. And that's one reason that we don't say Hallel on Purim. Another reason the Gemara gives is that Kriyasazu Hilula, that the reading of the Megillah, in a sense, replaces the Hallel. This is a very interesting idea, that some of the Rishonim say that according to that reason, if a person doesn't have a Megillah for some reason on Purim, let's say he stuck somewhere without a Megillah and he has a sitter, then he would say Hallel, because the reason you don't say Hallel is because the Megillah takes its place. But if there's no Megillah, then you would say Hallel. That's quoted in the Shaarei Tshuva. And Halacha Lemaaseh, that's brought down, that if a person, for some reason, can't read the Megillah, so he would say Hallel, but we would say it without a bracha, because it's questionable whether we accept that opinion, Hallel without a bracha. But it's interesting. Others argue and say that you never say Hallel on Purim. And at all. Even if you don't have a Megillah, you don't say Hallel on Purim. What's the idea? So this Rav Huttner's Zatzal explains that Purim is all about Nes Nister, hidden miracles. There is not one overt miracle in the Megillah, but everything fit together to save Klal Yisrael. So Hallel is an overt, clear praise of Hashem. So whenever there's a Yom Tov that has a Nes Nigla, an overt miracle, you say Hallel. But on Purim, we want to say a hidden Hallel, a muted Hallel. Rav Huttner explains the Megillah is really a bit of a hidden Hallel. You don't mention Hashem's name at all in the Megillah. So how is it praise of Hashem? Since we know that Hashem helped us, so when you read the Megillah, it counts like you're saying Hallel. But Rav Huttner explains, that is the appropriate Hallel for Purim. That is the appropriate Hallel for Purim, because it's supposed to be a muted Hallel. That the way you celebrate, the way you praise Hashem through the Hallel, should correspond to the nature of the miracle. And if the miracle was more muted and more hidden, then therefore the Hallel itself should also be specifically more muted and more hidden, and therefore the real Hallel, the regular Hallel, would not be appropriate for Purim at all. And that's how Furtner explains the Rishonim who argue, and the Rishonim who say that you never say Hallel on Purim, no matter what. That's what the Rambam sounds like. He explains that might be the reason behind that opinion, a very beautiful idea, which links into the general principle of Purim, the Yisod of Purim, that Purim is about Nes Nister, the hidden miracles, that Hashem is helping us even when you don't see Hashem in an overt way, He's helping us always behind the scenes. Okay, we'll stop here.